Evelyn Laurie rarely talked about her own legacy. In 2009, she came close when I asked Laurie about her lifelong work.
I come from a family. My father was a Methodist minister. And as a child, he was president of the NAACP in several of the cities where we lived, and in particular in Memphis, Tennessee. We went through so much, and I went through as a child experiences. I think it was in me to help make things better and to see what he had to go through. And I just became a part of trying to help change the world.
You think he'd be pretty proud of what you've accomplished throughout your life?
I think he would. I do.
Scarlett Presley Brown is also proud of Evelyn Laurie. Brown is the interim chair of the SCLC Women Incorporated.
She has given us an incredible map. She has been an incredible role model. But to her credit and to her legacy, she never focused on herself. She never ever tried to put herself out front. It was everybody else who, in fact, were doing some of the same things that she was doing.
Dr. King said to remember him as a drum major for justice. We wanted to remember him and to pay tribute to modern-day drum majors who are attempting to make a commitment in their community.
You hear her now talk about honoring people who are doing great things in their fields. But that's going to be different this year because you all are going to honor her.
Absolutely. Mrs. Laurie was never self-serving. So in all of those years, she never presented herself with that award. So we are delighted, we're privileged, and we're honored to honor her this year and pay tribute to her for all of the things that she has done to make our community a better place.
I can imagine it's been difficult and challenging, just on an emotional level.
Yes.
Preparing for this year's awards gala. For so many years, Mrs. Laurie was actively involved.
Yes, it's been very difficult. And we're constantly asking ourselves, would she be okay with this? Would she be okay with that? And so it's been very difficult to know. But honestly, for all of those who have worked on the planning committee, the employees in the office, we felt like we've had a guardian angel on our shoulders to help guide us and direct us. She'd probably say, you don't have to do that for me. But I will say that there were a lot of things that were in the making when we lost Mrs. Laurie. One of the things that she was planning to do and had lots of notes taken about this was to honor Sabrina Fulton and the Trayvon Martin Foundation. And children were incredibly important to Mrs. Laurie. That was one of the reasons why she felt SCLC Women's Organization was so important, to address the needs of women, families, and children to improve the quality of their lives. She was very focused on the disenfranchised and the less fortunate. She had also mentioned that she wanted to honor the First Lady. And it wasn't that she had to be present to be honored, but we needed to recognize and salute her work.
Scarlett Presley Brown, interim chair for the SCLC Drum Major for Justice Awards. Thank you so much for coming in and taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.